Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. I am your host and your Kingdom Coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Don't taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. The spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians 13. I'm going to read a few verses in your hearing. And it reads like this. Charity, whenever you see the word charity, you can replace that with agape love. Agape love is the highest form of love. It's God's type of love. It's God's kind of love. Amen. Agape. Amen. Agape love suffereth long and is kind. Agape love envieth not. Agape vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, holdeth all things, endureth all things. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And we've been spending the last couple of days with you breaking down these scriptures. Amen. And we pray, amen, that you have been edified, amen, through the teachings. Today, we want to focus on, glory be to God, the last verse there, verse number 7, amen, that says that love, charity, amen, agape love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Amen. And this is the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God means what he says when he said it. Amen. And amen. And so we want to thank God for Brother Paul, amen, and the gift that God gave him and he chose to use, amen. And so we want to thank God, amen. Love, love, love. Love is defined. Love is broken down for us. We see the characteristics of love so we can know if we are in love or if we're not in love, amen. If we're walking in love, if we're not walking in love, because the Bible tells us that if you don't know love, you don't know God. Okay? Because to know God is to know love, because God is love. Okay? So he tells us here as we continue in our teaching that love, agape love, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. We're going to break this down between today and our next teaching. Amen. Because we want to give it to you in small portions because we want you to be able to digest it. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, as when the scripture, when we look in the Greek, amen, and when Paul tells us that love beareth all things, okay, and we look at that word beareth in the Greek, and it's a Greek word, stego, okay, and it means to cover, okay, the same way you live in a house, and there's a roof over your house. And hopefully there's a roof over your house. And if you're living in a house and you don't have a roof, then that's a whole different conversation. Okay, but we know that 99.9% of people that live in the house, they have a roof over the house. Why? Because that roof is there to protect. It's there to protect you. Amen. It's there to shield you. It guards the inhabitants of the house from outside exposure, outside influences, the weather. Okay, you don't have to worry about animals coming in your house, the rain coming in your house, because you have a roof over your house, okay? And so this is what this word here in the Greek is telling us, beloved. And the same way that the roof of a house is designed to shield people from storms, okay, from hurricanes, tornadoes, the rain, the snow, which we didn't really get any so far over here on the East Coast. I was hoping we would have had at least one day of snow, but I don't know. It's not over with yet. It's not over with yet, but don't look like we got any of that. But we know if it decides to snow, okay, you don't have to worry about it as long as you're in the house. Why? Because you have a roof on the house. See? The wind, okay, the hot temperatures, so on and so forth, okay? And so we know that this roof here is vital for survival in most climates, okay? You can't live in a house without a roof. That is a major, because it's preventing people from freezing to death, okay, a continual exposure to sunlight, and so the roof is a good thing. And so this is what the word, the definition of the Greek word that Paul is using here when he's saying beareth. Love beareth all things. By using this word, this Greek word that Paul chose to use by the influence of the Holy Ghost, he's given us a powerful illustration. First, beloved, we must understand, okay, now let's just be real. And we talked about it a little bit on our 5 a.m. service this morning. Okay, we talked about it a little bit and we prayed over it. Okay, we talked about reversing the evil, okay, people that don't mean you well, people that are jealous, people sending out curses and all that stuff, okay, we prayed against that, okay, but beloved, we must all admit that there's different seasons of life. We don't stay in the same season in life, okay, now the same way we have on the East Coast here, we have the winter, summer, fall, spring, okay, but beloved, there's seasons of life. Even if you're in a climate, maybe you're in Jamaica right now, and maybe you say it's the same all the way, it's always the same over here. Well, good for you. But guess what? Hallelujah. In the kingdom, there's seasons of life. And we have to admit that not all seasons are pleasurable. All right? Some seasons we're going to breeze in. Some seasons we're going to shout the whole time. Some seasons we may go in, you may cry the whole time. That's just seasons. Seasons change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Seasons change, baby. That's just a part of life. In fact, beloved, some seasons that we enter into are very stormy and very difficult. Remember the storm on the boat, amen, with the disciples and Jesus? Sometimes we enter into stormy seasons, you know? Peace be still. You know, why would you tell peace be still if there wasn't a storm? And there are moments, beloved, when external circumstances, they will assail us from without. If you have no shield to guard you during the stormy times, it becomes much more difficult to survive spiritually. The circumstance will take you out. It will take you out. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm telling you, he would have met his goal. Glory be to God. Because that's why he's coming. He's coming for you. He's coming for your destiny. He's coming for your praise. He's coming for your worship. He's coming for you. And the Bible prepares us. It tells us to fight the good fight of faith. So we don't run from every fight. Matter of fact, we don't run from any fight. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible tell us to run. Matter of fact, it tells us in verse, it says face the situation and fight. Fight through it. Fight. Because it's a fixed fight. So here, Paul lets you know that agape love serves like a protection for you. Love beareth all things. The same way that roof over your house is protecting you from the elements, agape love is protecting you. Ah, come on, somebody. Anybody excited about the love of God? Anybody excited but me? Glory be to God. Just like the roof on your house. Let me tell you, now, every now and then, the roof on the house got to be replaced, but not God's love. God's love does not have to be replaced. It is eternal. It is permanent. Glory be to God. But just like the roof on that house, beloved, a friend who moves in the agape love of God will stay near in times of trouble. Anybody got any friends like that? Boy, you can't shake them away. There's no space. The glory, they're there. They're there to bear you on. They're there to help you on. They're there to push you on. Amen. Whatever you need. A friend in need is a friend indeed. Hallelujah. That friend will hover over you from the storms of life. Beloved, the Bible tells us that Jesus is our friend. And this is the good news. When we're walking with God and obedient with God, we are his. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. See, rather than expose you and expose your flaws to the view of others, a person who operates in this kind of agape love, they will conceal, cover, and protect you. The same way that roof is doing, protecting you in your house, amen, love that beareth all things, amen, is protecting you, covering you, concealing you. Real agape love is always there in times of trouble to lend support. That's the real love. Talking about the real love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this is what Paul is saying, beloved. When he says love beareth all things, believeth all things. Love protects. Love shields. Love guards. Love covers. Love conceals and safeguards people from exposure. Woo! Thank you, Father God. Thank you. If it had not been for the Lord on our side. Woo! My God. Look, let me tell you something. Let's just tell the truth and shame the devil. We ain't all that innocent. We ain't all that goody two shoes. As we pretend to be. Or maybe as we want to be. Maybe we striving to get there, but if we tell the truth, we say we ain't there yet. See? But the blood of Jesus, that agape love of Jesus, has us covered, even in our faults, even in our failures, even in our mess-ups, even when we fall down, the love of God, amen, will cause us to rise again. Come on, somebody. Then he goes on to say this. Love, agape love, charity, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, we're just going to deal with the two today because we don't want to overload you. We want you to digest it. You know, when you're feeding, amen. I was in the department store one day, a little teeny baby. And the parents, this must have been their first child. They didn't know. They was trying to give the baby chicken. Chicken, I mean, we're not talking about chicken that was grinded in the blender. We're talking about chicken on chicken bone. They ain't know no better. Thank God the baby didn't choke. You got to give that baby a little pablum. You got to give that baby pablum. You got to build up. The baby ain't ready to, you know what I mean? Because the baby can choke. So we don't want to overload you with the word. We want to give you just enough for you to digest it. You ever notice how you can be more fulfilled on a small meal than a heavy meal? You ever notice if you go to the fine restaurants, they don't give you a lot of food on the plate, but you're so full when you leave? You ever notice that? Uh-huh. Because they give you the right nutrients, amen, the right portions, and you're so satisfied. You go to the buffet, and you eat, 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 and your stomach hurting, and you got diarrhea. And if you ain't careful, you got food poison too. Okay, so let's take it one more step. Paul said, agape love, charity, beareth all things, okay? So that's covering, okay, covering you. Agape love protects you the same way the roof on your house protects you. Amen. Agape love is covering you, beareth all things. But then he goes on and says, agape love believes all things. This word believe, beloved, in the Greek means to put one's faith or trust in something or someone. This word here lets us know that this is a constant, continuous entrusting of one's faith in someone. You got faith in them. You trust them. See? Involving a never give up kind of belief that something will turn out for the very best. So what Paul is telling us here, beloved, amen, is that love believes the best in every situation. It believes all things. Now, don't misunderstand what I am saying on this morning. Agape love is not stupid. Agape love is not blind. Matter of fact, it sees everything. Agape love sees the good, sees the bad, and it sees the ugly. But because agape is so filled with faith, it pushes that disturbing negative reality out of the way. It sees right past it. Now, that doesn't mean that agape ignores problems or agape ignores challenges. But agape love just makes a choice to see beyond the problems. Agape love sees beyond the conflicts to strain forward to see the highest potential that resides in every person. I was talking with somebody yesterday, and they were sharing some stuff with me, and I let them talk, and I said something. They said, well, why do you keep saying that? I'm telling you what happened. I'm telling you that the person is a crook. I'm telling you that the person is a scammer. I said, you know what, but I'm trying to reason. I'm trying to see the good in the person. I'm trying to see, like, why the person might have did it. I'm trying to look at another scenario. See, you want to see beyond the problem. That love will take you there. See? So, for example, let's look at our children. Okay. Now maybe you have children, grandchildren right now. Know somebody, amen, the children having problems. See, they've done some things in the past they shouldn't have done. Lord have mercy. They shouldn't have gone there, but they went there anyhow. But see, the thing is this, beloved, there is still hope. We can never forget that there is still hope. Today is a new day. And agape simply cannot give up believing that they will turn around. Yeah, they're going through bad time right now, but you know what? They're going to be all right. It ain't good right now, but it's going to be all right. Oh, they raising hell right now, but it's going to be all right. That's agape love. Oh, yeah, God's going to work this thing out. No, it's nasty right now, but it's going to be all right. See, you're saying it and you mean it because you're speaking in agape. Because love believeth all things. You believe it's going to be all right. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Although the past may have been filled with troubled times, the future is bright for those who believe God. They believe. Therefore, beloved, agape continually presses ahead full of faith, reaching forward by faith to see the other person whole, to see the other person sound, healed, saved. You see the other person redeemed and right in the middle of God's will for his or her life. Are they acting like the devil right now? But it's going to be all right. Yeah, it's going to, you believe. Love believeth all things. Looking beyond the struggle, beyond the drama. Looking beyond all that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, beloved, the agape love of God just doesn't know how to quit. We said it when we first started our teaching. We're going to say it till the end. You just don't know how to quit. Glory be to God. You just keep on loving. You know, the ever-ready battery, they say just ticking and keep on ticking. Well, agape love is loving and keep on loving. You just don't know how to quit. Agape hangs on even when the going gets tough. It just keeps believing the very best, no matter what. But Pastor, they a crook. Yeah, but they're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. How's it going to be all right? It's going to be all right. They're going to give their life to Christ. God going to work this thing. It's a good in it. When you start talking like that, people think you're crazy. But you're talking in faith. You're demonstrating agape love that beareth all things, believeth all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, I just want to urge you to take a good, honest look at yourself on this morning to see if you are operating in this kind of high-level love. Are you there? If so, good. Keep going. If not, do you want to be there? Come on up higher and higher. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them. He just said you got to come up higher to get it. Do you strain forward to believe the best? Or do you pick people apart and point out all their flaws? Picking people apart. Pointing out all their weaknesses. That's not love. Oh, everybody got flaws, including you. And by the way, let me make an announcement. Everybody got flaws, including you. Everybody got weaknesses, including you. So why are you picking on somebody else's flaws? You like it when people pick on yours? Agape love don't pick on people's flaws and weaknesses. If they pray for that, they see what they can assist, do to assist, to give them a hand up to get out of that. That's what love does. Love sees beyond that. Remember when we was in a horrible pit? He brought me up out of the miry clay. He placed my feet on a rock. To stay, he put a song in my soul today, a song of his praises, hallelujah. You want to know why? Because love beareth all things. God was looking beyond your faults, supply your needs. God was looking beyond where you are now, amen, to see your destiny. He didn't judge you for where you were, amen, because he was grooming you for where you were going. Why? Because love beareth all things. Love sees into the future. And love forgets the past. The God kind of love that we're talking about, the agape love. Oh, glory be to God. Do you want it today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, do you see people's potential through the eyes of love, or do you look on them through the eyes of criticism? And we must never, ever, ever forget that love believes the best. Agape love, the highest form of love, God's kind of love, the love that expresses who God is, believes the best, because he believes the best in you, because he has a plan to bring you to an expected end. And if God is believing the best in you, you need to believe the best. You need to believe the best in you, and you also need to believe the best in others. Don't never be nobody. Ain't gonna never be. The devil is a liar. And you know what? When we put this morning, when we talked about curses and people sending out evil stuff towards you. See, people open up their mouth talking to you. You ain't going to never be nobody. Your ministry ain't going to never go nowhere. People just tearing you up. The devil is a liar. See, that's why we had to pray about it, because that's not love, because love don't talk like that. Even if it look like you ain't going to be nobody, you ain't going to say it. Because you're going to pray to God that they will be somebody. They will do well. There's no good coming out of this. No, God's going to turn this around, because God got the power to turn it around. And all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purpose. But they don't love the Lord. No, they don't love the Lord, because they stay acting like heathens. But guess what? They still been called. Every person on planet Earth was called, y'all. Many be called, but few be chosen. God, every individual, for God so loved the world, not just some people sporadically here and there. God so loved the world. La-di-da-di, everybody. Huh? Everybody been called. Glory be to God. Don't never give up on people, beloved. Don't never give up on people, because guess what? When you get to heaven, you're going to be surprised to find out some people that's up there. Because you would be willing to bet your bottom dollar that they wasn't going to make it to heaven. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked. What? You here? Yeah, I'm here. I see you here too. Huh? And some people you're going to be looking for, guess what? I'm glad it ain't going to be no disappointment in heaven, because they ain't going to be there. What? Pastor so-and-so? No. He sent you a memo. He sent you a memo, but he ain't coming. Glory be to God. So this is what Brother Paul is saying, beloved. Love strains forward with all its might to be the very best in every situation. Love beareth all things. Love believes all things. King James. Now let's read those same two clauses in the Greek. Love protects, shields, guards, covers, conceals, and safeguards people from exposure. Love strains forward with all its might to believe the very best in every situation. What a challenge. You see why prison ministry is so important? You see why serving the poor is so important? People that's downcast, giving up on folks because of their education or their environment or whatever. It ain't never over till God says it's over. It ain't never over. I don't care how bad or how devastating it look. Until God gives the final word, it's not over. And that's why it's a special blessing that God gives to those who help the poor, those who assist the poor. This ministry here, we allocate about $200-$300 a month to make sure it goes out into missions, to make sure that somebody is being helped, because it's the right thing to do. You can't never give up on nobody. Matter of fact, we give more than that. We're getting ready to present a financial report at our business meeting. We give more than that. This ministry here in donations, I think like last year we got less than $10,000. Less than $10,000. Is that? But it's less than $10,000. But the majority of that, guess what, goes right back out. Goes right back out after we pay our bills, helping the poor. You can't give up on folks. Love beareth all things. You're going to be all right. You, our future leader, guess what? One of them young boys, glory be to God, might end up being the president of the United States. Might end up being the pastor of your daughter's church. Might be a school teacher in your for your grandpet children. You can't give up on folks. You've got to see the best in people because there's some goodness there. There's some goodness there. Glory, because we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah, they acting like hell raisers. Yeah, but so was you. You forget you used to be a hell raiser, and if somebody pushed you the wrong way, you still raising hell. And even though it's some evil in that person, let me tell you something, it's some good in that person. And that's why today when we sent out that prayer, putting the witches and warlocks and folks with evil in their heart on warning, we turned around and wanted to bless them. Because that's how much God loves us. Tomorrow we have a guest. Amen. But on Saturday we're going to come back and finish this. Love beareth all things. Love believes all things. Love hopeth all things. Love endures all things. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to help us learn to operate in this supernatural, life-changing, high-level love. Please help us to quit judging others for the problems in their lives. And to start thinking about how we can protect and cover them in times of difficulty. Holy Spirit, please help us believe the best about them. We also ask you for the strength to remain committed, to stick by their side until the victory has been won and they have become everything you intended them to be. We are anticipating a new surge of your power and strength right now to help us get started on this path. And we are keep believing and expecting until we see the results in our lives that we know you want. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And the church said, amen. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord for the word of God. Amen. That never returns unto him void, but always will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. In form of announcements, we want to invite you to meet us at the altar of prayer, the power line. The power line. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. today, and especially tomorrow night. Friday night is our Friday night praise party. Maybe you're not interested. But I'm sure you know somebody who will be. And you never know until you share it. Hey, there's a ministry over here. They meet two times a day in prayer. And guess what? Every other Friday night, they have a praise party. And they just come with their songs, their testimonies, their prayers, their readings. Come on and check them out. You never know. Same way you never know if a person's going to be saved if you don't witness to them. You never know how much a person may enjoy the services that we render in this ministry unless you share it with them. And so we'll be here. Amen. And we invite you to come on. Amen. And join us. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. If you're listening, you can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Get all the information. Lifewordjesus.org. Direct call-in number is 385-799-9729. Amen. And amen. All right, blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God. Amen. Father God, as we go out today, I don't think, feel like I'm leaving something out, but if I'm leaving it out, y'all know you're going to get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray for our Good Friday services coming up with our 7 young people, our millennials, amen, for Good Friday to be aired on all the social media platforms. We'll be on all the internet TVs. We'll be on YouTube, Google, Facebook, everything all at one time simultaneously. Let us pray for them. Let us cover them. Amen. Right now. Amen. That the word of God will be effective in this generation. The young people know how to draw young people. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not prosper, will not take root, and it definitely will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Anoint the prayer warriors as they serve on today, Father God. Bless them for their faithfulness in your kingdom. Keep them from danger, seen and unseen, and anoint them, Father God, to intercede. Amen. For the prayer request at hand. In Jesus' name, Father. Bless our Friday praise party, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bless our host, Minister Thurman. Keep her strong. Keep her voice strong, Father God, and all the participants. Help them to come. Come on and get this party started and lift you up higher and higher. Thank you, Father. Help somebody to give their life to you tomorrow, Father God. Help an unbeliever to just to right there on the spot. So you know what? I want to be saved right now. And we pray that you would do that in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Father God, thank you for helping us to bear all things and believe all things. Thank you for this word breaking us down. Thank you for this teaching on love breaking us down and building us back up again. We say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Al Frieda. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on today and every day, by the way. Amen. Even when the flesh don't feel like it. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Meet you at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing. And if not, we'll be back 5:00 tomorrow morning on social media and then back here. Amen. At the breakfast table at 6 a.m., Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a good, good, good day. Amen.
Oh, I have days to lose the fight. Try my best, but just don't get it right. We're out talk a talk that I don't. Right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness. Could've helped when I just can't see past myself, Lord.